Hi, Mike. How's your day going?
It's going good.
Good to speak with you. My name is Paul. I'm the regional specialist. Of course, Tara wanted me to get you the details of the price, the answers to your questions, the best package that would fit the needs of your company, and of course, you qualify for reduced pricing for any of the packages, being that you're 6 months in. Congratulations on getting your business up and going here for you. And you use Google yourself, right? I'm sure you're probably familiar with that local pack that pops up or that map right near the very top of the page.
You know, I've hardly ever used Google Maps.
Okay. Well, we're not really talking about like Google Maps for like directions, but like if you go on Google on your phone and type in restaurant near me or something like that, that's what we're talking about. It's called the map section because businesses that have a physical location do pop up in a map. But, I mean, obviously, you're a service-based business going out to the customer, which is perfectly fine. You'd just be listed city and state, and, of course, we can target anywhere in your service area. But that part of the search result is where most people go when they don't know who to call. And for you, being a young company, that's a huge bonus. They're not going to need to know the name MB Plumbing, but they need a plumber. Residential or commercial clients typing in plumber near me or plumbing contractor or you know, water heater installation, whatever they might be typing in. I mean, as long as it's something that you want to be found for, Tara put in the notes, you just purchased a lot of equipment, so you're ready to do the work. We just got to get your phone ringing. And there's not a website yet for the business, right?
No, there's not.
That's totally fine and totally understandable, especially for a young company. We don't expect you to already have a website. We do build websites in-house, Mike, for our clients that don't have websites. And to be quite honest with you, our job is not simply to list you on the first page of Google and Bing. It is, of course, to make people call you, to give them the reasons to pick up the phone. We want to send you those calls so that you can turn those calls into work. The calls do come directly to you, though, so it's not a lead-based service. You're not paying for a lead and then chasing down the same lead that a couple of your competitors are chasing down. You're also not normally going to be dealing with a potential customer who's expecting several bids and several phone calls. You will, though, get people who will find your website, take a look at it, and then either decide to call you or not. If they don't call you, that's fine, but the ones that call you will be the ones that saw something that they like. By the time they start dialing your number, they're hoping you're available. They're hoping that your price is fair. They want to work with you. So it's a very high conversion rate with the calls that you get. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is a flat rate. Obviously, we want to target your entire service area. Is it just you, Mike, or do you have a helper?
Right now, it's just me.
That's perfect.
I haven't had enough work, so it's just me.
That's kind of what I was thinking. And keep in mind, it is designed for smaller companies. So it's not designed to inundate you with more work than you can take on. And it's also designed to fit the needs and the budget of smaller businesses and newer companies. You actually see a savings of a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. Now, I would always recommend, especially for densely populated areas, that we do not just the local search engine optimization, but that we also include a social media component, paid Facebook ads. In this case, Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. You'd actually be getting $100 worth of Facebook ads for $50. We can do a local campaign, which would service your service area just fine, just without the Facebook ads. You'd be looking at $199 a month as an exact amount. It's to the penny and never a penny more. If we add the $100 of Facebook ads, you're looking at $249. Now, Facebook ads will, of course, target people on a Facebook page, whether they've done an initial search on Google or Bing or not. I mean, you'll have those retargeting ads for someone who's already on Google or Bing looking for a plumber, or retarget those exact potential customers on their Facebook page. You'll also have ads run through as part of their live stream. So it's just another way to reach out to more people. The $100 equates to about 400 clicks. Facebook ads are like 20 or 22 cents per click. Now, whether we do that Facebook ad campaign as well, or just a local only campaign, the website's still going to be included, meaning we're going to build it, host it, maintain it, and update it for you at no additional cost. This does put us well below our operating cost. That new in business rate is going to make it so affordable for you that we're actually investing in your company at least as much as you are, meaning we'd have to earn your business for several months just for us to break even on our end. But we've been doing this since 2004. I've been with the company myself for over 11 years. My job is to make it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work. We get your phone ringing. We keep your phone ringing. Your success is our success, and keeping clients on board for the long term is how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. It is month to month, though, so you can certainly stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. Mike, if you do end up getting more work than you can take on, you can also pause the service. We don't charge you when it's paused. Now, you know the needs of your business a lot better than I do. I mean, at least on the surface, do you think the local only campaign, that $199, would be a better fit, or adding the Facebook ads and $249?
Because I don't even have Facebook. I had Facebook years ago, but I haven't used it for over 10 years.
Good for you. I'm the same way. I stopped using it, and I never looked back. I mean, so much time that I can do put to something else. But some people do use Facebook, and you don't have to have a Facebook page, but it's just a way for people to find you. They would be dialing your phone number. But we can start with the local campaign. That $199, I think, is ideal. It's perfect for you, especially since it's just you. We can, if you still need more work, always add the Facebook ads in later on. But that $199, that local only campaign, it is going to target Google and Bing, and of course, you'll also have additional directories. Because getting you on that first page requires what is called off-page optimization, sometimes locally known or popularly known as search engine optimization. So the search engines work by indexing what content is relevant. So let's say someone in Whittier even types in plumber near me. In an instant, Google and Bing will see what is online, and the businesses that pop up ahead of their competitors are the ones that have the most relevant content. So we'll create dozens of directories, everything from Google and Bing and Yelp and Facebook, Apple Maps, to all the different destinations and directories that most people have never heard of. But like a website, all of that content will be talking about your services and your service area, kind of reassuring Google and Bing that if you were to get a phone call, you would provide those services. So we would create that content, even with that local campaign. All of it links to the website that we'll build. Now, like I said, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included, so we can always add, you know, additional photos, additional services. We can, if you wanted to run like a senior discount, military special, holiday special, or something for a specific type of service, we can always do that. I mean, the thing of it is, we want to keep you relevant. We want to make sure that your phone is ringing for the services that you want to provide. And of course, like I said, it is month to month. So it sounds like you're leaning maybe towards the local campaign without Facebook ads, right? The $199 a month?
Yeah.
It's a good way to go. I mean, especially for a younger company. Keep in mind that you are still seeing a savings of 50%. The normal cost of that package is $399. Now, it's not an introductory rate. The new in business rate is just designed to make it affordable for younger companies. It's really more of like an assistance program, if you will, because, you know, like I said, we know that if we can make it affordable enough, we'll keep your phone ringing and it'll make sense for everybody. So it's actually a fixed rate. It'll never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is to the penny. There's no taxes, fees, surcharges. We're not like the cable company or your phone provider. We're not trying to find obscure and ridiculous ways to charge you. It is very simple, very straightforward pricing. Like I said, it bills once a month for $199. Now, you will get a very detailed reporting and tracking system, Mike, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting. You'll see where the work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for. Now, most of the time, you will simply get calls directly to you. Both residential and commercial clients will have the click-to-call feature. They'll either dial your number or just hit that click-to-call and it dials your number directly. Now, the websites that we build will also have a contact form, so they can tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, and, of course, when they'd hope you could come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email. So you always will know right away, in fact, when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. Anything they type into that form will repopulate right on your tracking system. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
So say that I wasn't happy with getting enough calls for the money that I'm paying, and I could just simply just stop it.
Correct. Yeah. It is completely at will, no contract, which means at any time and for any reason, you can simply stop the service. No questions asked and no fees involved. We just stop it. Now, if you do get more work than you can take on, and that's a possibility too, being that it's just you, you can pause it. If you need to go on vacation, you can pause it. We don't charge you during that time or after that time. Everything is on pause. We don't take anything down, but we don't actively update or optimize things either. So it's kind of like when you're riding a bicycle, you get to a downhill, you can stop pedaling, you'll keep going, but after a while you'll slow down. So if your account is paused for like 3 or 4 months or more, then you might start to slowly see your placement trickle off the first page. It doesn't happen overnight, but it would happen. Of course, it's our job when you're active to keep you right on that first page. It would just be that flat rate, that $199. But like you said, if you don't like it, you know, we're not locking you into a contract. We are invested in your success, though. Like I said, with that website and everything else included, we would have to earn your business for several months just for it to make sense for us, too. Now, let me do this for you. I don't know if you can receive a text message, but I'd like to send you a link to our pricing page. Now, we are not Google. If anyone ever calls you, Mike, and tells you that they are Google, their pants are on fire. They're telling stories. Google will make these types of phone calls to businesses if they have at least 100 locations or more. Anything less than that falls under the responsibility of the Google partners. And we are part of that partnership program. We've been part of that program almost from the very beginning, like within months of that partnership program starting about 9 years ago. We joined that partnership program. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2004. So we are local Splash. We're headquartered in Orange County. I sent you a link to the pricing page off of the website. The website's localsplash.com. The link I sent to you is localsplash.com/SEO-packages. So it's the pricing page off of our website. Are you able to maybe put me on speakerphone and open that up? At the top of it, it says take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Are you able to see that?
Yeah, I'm on it.
Okay. So like I said, you will be able to track your success. 24/7 access. We call it your client dashboard because there's a lot more that you can do besides just tracking the success in the phone calls. You can print out invoices for tax purposes, and of course advertising is a tax write-off, the cost of doing business. You can update your website. If you're one of those people that want to make changes to your website, there is a website editor tool that you can access to your tracking system. A lot of our clients do like to add photos or update content. Whether you're making changes to your website or whether we are, there's never any additional cost for that. You can also kind of manage your online reputation. All of your reviews, and you'll have reviews on multiple platforms, like I said, all the different directories that we create, most of them allow someone to write a review. Wherever those reviews are scattered across the internet, they will repopulate in one place, which is your tracking system. So right there, you can request reviews, you can respond to reviews. Like I said, we've been doing this for almost 20 years. We'll celebrate our 20th anniversary in December. And that is a long time, really, for any company, and certainly for a younger industry like search engine optimization, putting businesses on the internet. Nearly 20 years is a long time. we do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating. And of course, it's month to month, but our clients do like it because it works. That blue tinted photo outlines a little bit of what we do, especially early on. And below it, it says Google Ads Partner. Mike, you'll see a box that says Google Partner, that colorful Google G inside it. You can click anywhere on that box. It does go directly to Google.com. So it's not, you know, copy and paste it off of the internet. It's actually our badge of authenticity. It's provided to us by Google, and it goes to Google's website. Right on Google's website, you can see that we are a Google Partner. Of course, that makes all the difference in the world because Google does regularly make at least small changes to their PAC algorithm. Whether they want us to create additional directories or take down certain directories, they let us know ahead of time. So you'll always have the right content to stay ahead of your competitors, and that's the name of the game. That's what's going to get your phone ringing. Being in the exact place at the exact moment that someone in your service area is looking for a plumber. Now, we are talking about the pro package here with a 50% reduction in that cost. I would even actually waive the setup fee just to make it affordable for you. And there are some other bells and whistles from the other packages that I can include, like review engagement tools, your account dashboard, things like that. I wouldn't be able to include Facebook ads or Google pay-per-click ads because obviously, you know, that comes out of the budget. But I want to make it affordable for you. So that $199 would be the out-the-door cost. And instead of that landing page, I did actually upgrade that to a custom website, not just a one-page website, but multiple pages, multiple tabs. Again, it's more in line of what people want to see, what your customers are going to like, and it's all about driving actual phone calls, getting a higher return on investment. So it's worth it for us to upgrade that to that website from the landing page. So you'd be looking at exactly $199 as an out-the-door cost. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for 11 years. In that time frame, we have raised our prices 3 times, and it may happen in the future. I don't know when or if, but I'm sure it would happen at some point. But what I could tell you is that even if we raise our price, your price stays the same. It would be kind of secured, kind of grandfathered in at exactly $199. That's the new in business rate for the pro package. Even if you keep the service and become what anyone would realizes an established business, you'd still be looking at the lowest rate that we offer to the public, which is $199, and again, there's no setup fee. So Mike, when we get your phone ringing, is the number that we're speaking on the one you want your customers to call? Is this the business number?
Yeah, it's just my only number. It's my phone, cell phone.
Perfect, yeah. Gotcha. So you can receive text messages on there, and we will promote it on your website. Like I said, most of the time you just get direct phone calls, but when someone fills out the contact form, you get a text message as well as an email. If it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. People would see it. It could be a personal email. That's perfectly fine. It would just be hidden. No one would even see it on your website. It would, though, still be attached to the contact form, so you could still get those emails when someone fills out that form. And, of course, for longer pieces of information and something that we want you to have for your records from time to time, we will email you some certain things. What is a good email address, Mike, either for you personally or for the business itself?
So I have a question here.
Yeah, sure.
I just set up an email to a Gmail.
Perfect.
And I was keeping it just specific only for business because my other emails I get like 200 emails a day.
Junk. Me too.
So. If I was to connect this to that, is that going to be turn into that, getting all this stuff, like 200 emails?
No. So the email is only going to be attached to your website, to the contact form that people fill out on your website. So again, it's going to be someone looking for a plumber, finding your website, and then they most likely will call you. But if they fill out the contact form instead, you'll get the email. We will use that email to send you information regarding your account, but we don't put that email anywhere else. We don't sell it to third parties or anything like that. So it's not going to be you getting spam emails or any emails that are not related to your business or to your account with us.
Okay, yeah, because so far so good. I haven't gotten any.
Yeah, and no, of course, this would just be only business related. What is that Gmail email?
It's mike.mbplumbing at gmail.com.
Okay, and the business name is MB Plumbing, right? That's how you want the business branded.
Yes.
And then, Mike, Tara never did get your last name.
It's Amezquita. It's A-M-E-Z, as in zebra, Q-U-I-T-A.
A-M-E-Z-Q-U-I-T-A.
Correct.
Okay. And then, oh, the other thing I wanted to ask you, Mike, correct me if I'm wrong. Your business is 100% service-based, right? Meaning that you go out to the customer, no one comes to you, there's not like a physical address, showroom, location that you want your customers to know about?
Yeah, I don't have that, correct.
That's totally understandable. In fact, Google expects it to be that way for most service-based businesses, kind of run out of the home, run out of the truck. Obviously, customers don't come to you. Google doesn't want to list like a physical home address, a street address. They wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, especially since you're out in the field most days. Now, Google is going to want to make sure that you're an actual legitimate business, that you actually operate out of the Whittier area. So they may go back to what has always been the way that they verified businesses, which was just through the U.S. Postal Service. They send you a 5-digit PIN. You call or email us, text us with that 5 digits, so we verify your business on our end. Although lately they're doing phone and video verifications, which actually makes the process faster. But the address that I saw for your company, and I know it's not for your business itself, it's probably your home address, but Tara found an Angie Leads, Home Advisor powered by Angie, same phone number, and it's got the 15663 Starbucks Street. Is that your residence?
Yeah, that's pretty much my everything for my business, too, yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And then, like I said, you're going to be listed city and state, not any physical street address then. And then if there are places, you know, La Habra Heights, everywhere you want to go, we're going to do what's called a client interview. It's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will call you back if you've got time later today. It takes about 25 minutes or so, 30 minutes. But we'll want to talk to you about how you want your website to look, or at least any mission statement that you might have, a tagline or a slogan, a motto, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want us to say knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create a logo for you with your suggestions. We take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. And then the other thing that I am required to do here, Mike, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we are including the website, that we're waiving your setup fee, that we're reducing the cost of the service itself, etc. Now, the voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It's actually pretty straightforward. I am required, though, to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment. If everything does still make sense at the end, though, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, give me just 1 second, then, to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Mike, this part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
MB Plumbing.
That is exactly how I have that. And then, Mike, please state your name and your official title within the business.
My name is Michael Amosquita, and my title is I'm the owner.
Oh, okay. Mr. Amosquita, as the owner of MB Plumbing, Mike, you are, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. You make all the decisions for your company, of course, non-contractual, just reiterating that it is a month-to-month service. Now, for the billing information, Mike, that you will be using for our services, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Mr. Amosquita, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign. To put it this way, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area are able to find a website that we build for you to call you directly. So we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, text messages, emails coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mike, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Then it does say in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. As I mentioned, we are already aware of Angie Leads, and there is no direct conflict there. The reason that we ask, though, is all of the content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing for you. And equally or even more important is that we will always make sure your business information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely won't need to. We are just saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, Mike, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Yeah, so what you're saying is if I make a website, I need to notify you of that.
Well, it's a good idea to let us know. I mean, we would want to make sure, like, for example, we're going to list you MB Plumbing, capital M, capital B, no periods or anything like that. So if there's any content out there where it says M period B period Plumbing, or like MB Plumbing LLC or something like that, I mean, we want everything to be consistent. And the reason for that is the search engine is an artificial intelligence. It's a very advanced artificial intelligence, but it doesn't think the way a person does. So like I said, those little changes, those little discrepancies are not exactly, I mean, they're not really red flags, but they do make the search engine wonder, is this in fact the exact same business? So we want everything to be easy, simple, straightforward. You know, like I said, we're not saying you can't do a website, you can't, you know, do this or that. We wouldn't want you to pay someone else for a service that we are already providing. And then, of course, you know, we want to make sure your business information is accurate. So that's why we just want you to let us know. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. We'll, of course, be the ones to create the website for you. And since customers don't come to you, we'll make sure there's not a street address listed either. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically as well. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. I mean, that makes sense, right? That's fair enough?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And then, let's see. With all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply here, with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, the setup fee waived, with the subscription cost reduced, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 24th of September, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. And Mike, again, that $199 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up on you, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning there's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, and all of the additional relevant directories. And, of course, in this case, we'll also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 24th of the month, and that same exact reduced rate of $199, and again, that rate will never go up on you. It is, as I mentioned, a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which means you can, in fact, stop at any time, for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and you can pause the service whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation. If necessary, you could even pause the service seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Mike, all that we do request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Mike, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. That does actually conclude the voice verification. And then that initial payment of just $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
It'll be on a Visa.
On that particular card, is it your name first and last, any middle initial, or the business name?
So on this particular card, it has MB Plumbing on top, and then Michael Amesquita right underneath it.
Okay. And Michael is M-I-C-H-A-E-L?
Yes.
Okay. And you said there was also a middle initial of M, like Michael?
Nope. It's just Michael Amesquita.
Okay, gotcha. And then you said it was a Visa card, right?
Yes.
And that should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
4246.
Mm-hmm.
3153.
Okay.
4906.
Yes, sir.
2404.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/27.
And the last 3 on the back?
565.
So I've got 565, 565 on the back. I've got November or 11 of 2027 for the expiration date.
Yes.
And then was the card itself 4246, 3153, 4906, 2404?
Correct.
And that bill's at the home address?
Yes.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I have a pen handy, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So that toll-free number is going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then, Mike, it's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach client support, and you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. They'll email you back or respond by phone call that same day or maybe the next business day if they receive that email after hours. Now, the email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. And there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. Everything we just went over in the voice verification will be provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. When you receive either the email or the text, please let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end is to schedule your follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. We schedule by the hour. The call itself, though, takes about 25, 30 minutes, which gets you towards the beginning part of the hour, gets you off the phone about a half an hour after that. It looks like I can get you in as early as 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Later this afternoon, there's a 1, 2, or a 3 o'clock. Did you want something maybe mid-morning or towards the end of the day?
Let's see. So, actually, I have the dentist appointment at 3 o'clock today. It's the best time. Let's do a 1 o'clock.
1? Okay, so it's going to be scheduled from 1 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Like I said, the call takes about half an hour, that 1 hour window there, just in case you've got additional questions. If I do happen to be in between phone calls at 1 o'clock or a couple of minutes after when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on the call as well, just in the very beginning, though, just to kind of introduce you to your technician, answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. I may already be on another call, although I'll try to keep my line open around that time. But either way, they'll call you. They'll take really good care of you. Now, whether I am on that follow-up call or not, I did want to add just another layer of protection here, just a little bit of additional security, a simple question and answer. So if anyone calls us and tells us they are with MB Plumbing, even if it's you, Mike, and we recognize your voice, we may from time to time ask you just to verify the security answer. And this is important, especially like a week from now, especially when your website is active online. If you do start to get phone calls from anyone either claiming to be Google, even if they claim to be Local Splash, first of all, they would know my name, which is Paul Gordon. And they would also know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information, it's not us. Just let them go. If anyone calls you and tells you you need to pay more money for your Google listing, again, not us. Just let them go. The voice verification was already recorded, already attached to your account, and it is clear. It states it fills once a month on the 24th for exactly $1.99. It would never be a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Mike, which of those would you want for your security question?
The city I was born in.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
Whittier.
Whittier. Okay. Type it in twice, but you are all set there. And then did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I got the email.
Okay, perfect. Looks like our system also sent out the welcome email and another. But the one that you received first is the one that we would want you to see now. It says Local Splash Initial Invoice. If you open it up, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. That blue click here is hyperlinked. And if you click on it, it goes to the Local Splash Terms of Experience.
So I have a question.
Sure, okay.
So I just gave you my credit card over the phone. That's totally 100% secure, right?
The phone line is encrypted, first of all, and then your billing information became encrypted the minute I hit update. So at this point, all it shows is a visa ending 2404, just for identification purposes. There's nothing that out that can even be seen before that. And of course, also, we are a Google partner. I've been with the company myself, like I said, for over 11 years. We would never do anything that would either, and of course, I wouldn't want to, kind of jeopardize my relationship with the company nor my company's relationship as a Google partner. So your information is always secure and encrypted.
And then question two. So is this going to be something where Angie Leeds now calls me and says, hey, you just signed up for this local slash on Google search?
No, the Angies wouldn't really even know. I mean, they wouldn't have any idea. In fact, no one will know that you're with Local Splash. Even the website that we build, I don't even think at the bottom it says powered by Local Splash or anything like that. But you will have an increased online presence. I don't know that Angie will even be aware of that. Your potential customers in your service area will be aware of that. They'll see you when they're looking for your services. They'll see your website. But there's no conflict with Angie's whatsoever. They're two completely different things, paying for leads and being a top option on that first page of Google. You may find, though, once we get your phone ringing, that you're not relying on paying for those leads. Most of my clients that have a lead-based service, once we get their phone ringing, they scale back on the leads. They keep them paused more often. They cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients actually cancel their lead service altogether. I mean, Google's the world's biggest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. And when you're there getting phone calls, you may not be relying so heavily on the Angie leads. In fact, Angie's does advertise quite heavily on Google. That's where they get a lot of their leads. And then they make that money back by selling and reselling the leads to businesses and their competitors. So it is a completely different service. They're not really going to know that you're doing this at all. You might tell them that you now have a website. Once your website is active, they would be able to list the website that we build on your Angie's profile. And it could work the other way too. If you like Angie's and you know you want to keep it and you're going to have that profile page up and active, we can have the Angie, your home advisor logo on your website as a clickable link that does go to your Angie profile. It's of course powered by Home Advisor. It's, HomeAdvisor.com/rated MB Plumbing, a bunch of numbers, and HTML. So it even says at the top, Home Advisor powered by Angie. It's really kind of Angie powered by Home Advisor, to be honest with you. But yeah, they are two mutually exclusive things. There's really no conflict, no overlap. You'll just get calls directly to you with our service, whereas with them, you're paying for leads. But there's no conflict whatsoever, whether you keep that service or not, whether you end up loving it, hating it, or anywhere in between. Obviously, having a website and having calls come directly to you, that's only going to benefit you. It's going to give you more options.
Yeah, because with the Angie leads, I haven't actually, right now I've have it paused. Yesterday it just got turned on.
Okay.
And just because I'm setting up everything with credit card payments and
sure.
I have it paused. I haven't even used it yet. So, I don't even know how that's going to work out.
Well, like I said, you're not going to rely on it so heavily when we get your phone ringing. Now if you clicked on the click here, the blue click here, it takes you to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about the services we'll be providing for you, Google Business Profile Optimization, etc. Feel free to scroll through it. I don't want to walk you through everything. I know your time is valuable. Real quick, though, of course, Google's our main focus. It's going to be everyone's main focus. You will be listed on Bing as well, because about 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. We want you to get those phone calls and have those opportunities as well. Of course, the directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. We are also doing the custom website for you. Like I said, the initial construction, hosting, maintenance, all of that's included. You'll see a long line that goes across it, and below it, it populates your phone number and a couple of boxes. We do want you to click both of those boxes. One that you agree to receive SMS or text messages to your phone. The other that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card. We would want you to click on both of those boxes. And then, of course, you'll see the longer box that says sign, or the arrow pointing toward it. This is a sign. That's where you would click and either copy and paste your name or type it in. It is case sensitive if you're typing it in, so the M and the A, the first A in your last name, are capitalized. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space either before or after. But once you've got your name as it appears in that box, you might click the confirm signature box. That's the orangish colored longer box. Once you do that, it does a few things. Of course, it lets us know that it's month to month, that we waived your setup fee, that we included the website, reduced the cost, etc., that it is a month-to-month service that you can stop at any time or pause as necessary. It also does allow us to verify that you are an active business in the local area and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. So it's an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it does ask you for a username and a password. Mike, just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I'm on that.
Okay. You can actually stop right there. The reason you're seeing it right now, the automated system, it's the same dashboard that you'll be using for your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither of which is really the case. We do need to do your client interview first and then, of course, create the content that will be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by email and text your username and your password. It's actually also already on your welcome email, but if you try to log in now, I think you'll just get an error message. We're still trying to set everything up. Your username is your phone number. The area code is included, but it's just the number. No dashes, spaces, or parentheses. You can't change your username. It's designed to be easy for you to remember and easy for us to access and associate with your account. Your username, of course, is 562-595-3916. Looks like the default password is FABPROFIT, FABPROFIT. You can change that. Once you have access to your tracking system, you can change the password. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. Let's see. If our automated system gets a chance, it's going to send you a reminder email right now. We're right at the 1. Oh, no, we're not doing 10 o'clock. We're doing 1 o'clock. So we'll definitely get a reminder email, but an hour prior. So at noon, you're going to get the reminder email that follow-up call is scheduled at 1. I did also just send you a calendar invite. The calendar invite is just for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although many people do, and it's fine if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G. That just stands for Client Interview in English. And it's got your username, your name, and your actual phone number. Now, Mike, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. In this case, they're basically the same thing. You can send anything and everything there, the catch-all for your account. When we do the client interview, though, they will probably give you photos at localsplash.com. That is, of course, for the photos department directly. But you can send anything and everything to that support email, okay?
Okay, and then the default password was FABPROFIT?
FABPROFIT, correct.
Okay. So right now I don't even type in username or a password, and I just wait till later, right?
You can if you want to, but it's just going to give you a message that the account hasn't been set up yet.
Okay.
All right. Well, you're all set and squared away on my end, Mike. Like I said, hopefully I'll be in between phone calls when our technician's ready to call you. And you do prefer Mike, right? Not Michael?
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. All righty, Mike. Well, I appreciate your time. Our technician will be calling you with or without me right around or at 1 o'clock.
Okay. And then again, how big is where's my area? What's my area that people are going to be?
So we're going to cover that in the client interview. Just tell us where you want to be found. Right now we've got La Habra Heights, of course, Whittier, But really, it's if it's La Puente, City of Industry. If you want to be found, you know, any farther away than that, we can talk about maybe adding a Facebook ad component to it later on. But it is designed for your local area.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Good enough.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you. Real pleasure talking to you. Hopefully I'll be on that follow-up call when we call you back around 1 o'clock.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. You take care. Have a good one. Bye now.
Bye.